Hi, and thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm sitting next to this beautiful park. It's hot and it's windy, and all the signs of winter are quickly disappearing. It's crazy how quickly this temperature changes. And today, it's a really good topic. It's a really good subject to lead into, because today I'm going to be talking about change. Change, of course, is constant. Life is in constant flux. And I think it was Wayne Dyer who said, you're either growing or you're dying. So you're either changing, and if you're not changing, that's where growth, survival, adaptation essentially stagnates, and then essentially you no longer become all that you can become. And there are seasons, and there are tests, and there are all kinds of situations that cause us to reevaluate life. And I have had so many issues from myself and from those around me, some family and friends, who've been experiencing major, major shifts. And I'm talking about marriages, careers, finances, major breakthroughs, but mainly major breakdowns. And if I think about breakdowns, I just need to adjust the microphone a bit better. If I think about breakdowns being the lead up to a breakthrough, it's an interesting space to be. Somebody like myself who struggles with anxiety, it can become quite overwhelming when you think about what it's like to deal with change on such a monumental scale. And in my case, it's around career. But as I said, there are a lot of other close friends and families who are dealing with change, life, death, as I said, relationship breakdown, financial. So, you know, I love a good quote, and I found this quote and I thought I'd share it with you. And it says, your mind will always believe everything you tell it. Feed it hope, feed it truth, and feed it with love. I'm going to say that again because I think it's really important to internalize that. Your mind will always believe everything you tell it. Feed it hope, feed it truth, and feed it with love. Now, it's very easy for me to say this. I'm sitting next to a beautiful park, as I said, by myself. You know, there's no distractions, and I'm in a relatively calm space. Last night, between the hours of 11:30 and 1:30, or it was 11 to 1:30, I think, when my daughter woke up crying, I was very much in that sort of anxious fight or flight response when things just seemed so overwhelming. And it was really hard to settle my brain. And the rational part of my brain said, it's okay. And the anxious part of my brain was ready for a fight. And I was replaying all these scenarios through my head, none of which have occurred. They're all hypothetical. We all know that dealing in hypothetical situations, there's no value in that. It just sends you crazy. But in my mind, I'm having this argument with my boss and our HR department, trying to justify, you know, why I deserve to continue in my role. And it's not at that point, and let me just clarify here, I'm not in a situation where I feel like I'm going to be fired or made redundant, but when you are in a situation where things feel unstable at work, and of course, like all of us, we need financial stability, it really shakes your confidence and it shakes your core. Traditionally, I've always sort of been in that fight or flight response, and there would have been a time when I would have been like, right, I need to start looking for a job and let's just get out of here while, you know, this ship is sinking. And again, it's not a case of I think that the ship is sinking. I just need to stand back and breathe. I haven't been given anything, any major news, you know, corporate restructures and whatnot. There's just slight rumblings, and I think what I need to do in those situations is just pay attention to the rumblings, pay attention to what's going on the outside, and also pay attention to what's going on the inside. And what's going on the inside is the only thing I can control. Anything that goes externally, that's up to the universe. So I guess I want to talk about how to control the stuff that's on the inside. You know, my husband said this wonderful thing to me this morning when he asked me how I'd slept, and I said, I was so worried. You know, he said, "You're feeding your mind." And I can't remember what his exact words were, but basically, you're feeding your mind with these thoughts. And like anything, what are you feeding your mind with? Are you feeding your mind with positive, supportive, reinforcing words, thoughts, and behaviors? Or are you feeding your mind with words of fear, words of anxiety, words of frustration? It's like anything, you know, we feed our body good food, our body will respond well. We feed our mind good thoughts. And it's not to say that you don't want to be paying attention to the stuff outside of you, because again, that's detrimental. But if it's just a case of taking moment by moment, thought by thought, and when you feel those negative thoughts, to just, and I said this on my last post, to say, to hold it like a newborn, hold these negative thoughts like a newborn. And you don't have to, they don't have to be you. You can hold them and you can acknowledge them and you can soothe them and you can say it's okay. But the question is, what is it that is going to give you the space for new ideas, new inspiration, new motivation, for you to be aware of what the universe is telling you? So if the universe is speaking to you, constantly speaking to you in signs, and most of the signs of real truth and real love are the quiet, silent, or gentle nudges from the universe. And when things go wrong, often those nudges become like a proverbial brick on your head. Now, I just paused for a second because one of my signs, and I don't know if I've spoken about this before, but my signs have always been this little butterfly that's black with little white markings on its wings. And whenever I have needed reassurance that I'm on the right path, this butterfly or these particular butterflies pop up. And just as I was speaking right now, one flew past and it was a sign. It was a sign that it's okay and that God, our Father, our Mother, the universe, all that is looking after us. And I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, but it is a reminder that I don't have to worry as much as I do. And that, again, all of us, it will work out, even if it doesn't look like it's going to work out, even if it's really worrying. You just do the right thing. You do the right thing by those around you. You help and you help and you help. You help yourself. You help those outside of you. Your gift, my gift, our gift to each other is to help in whatever way we can. And that help can be an encouraging word. That help can be support. That help can be a smile. That help can be words of guidance. That help can be financial support. That help can be providing someone a meal. That help can be looking after their children, you know, looking after their pets, whatever it is, looking out, saying, how can I help? that help is what brings us together. It is so important that we focus on what we can do to help, because the universe reciprocates. What we give out, we get back, and often what we get back is a thousandfold. We are so small and yet so mighty. And it is so important that we remain grateful and that we remain focused on our highest good. And it's really interesting, while I'm saying these words, the wind has picked up and these tiny little leaves that are coming off this tree, and I think this tree is a leopard tree. And if you've ever seen a leopard tree, it has tiny, tiny little leaves. And the wind is just blowing these leaves off this tree. And I'm sitting in the car right now because it's quieter when I'm recording. But these leaves were just blowing through the window. So, you know, I've had my little sign of my butterfly, and then again this huge wind that's blowing through saying, we're listening. So one thing I also forget is to remember to tune into those guides, because, you know, we all have these spirit guides who are there to help. And so we ask for help. And we help in whatever way we can in this body, in this timeline. And it just reminds me to be grateful. It reminds me to be grateful for all the people who have provided me with a light when I've needed it. My mother is in hospital right now, and she's coming towards the end of her life. And it's sad. And who knows how long she's got. I mean, she's been fighting this terminal cancer literally for years. But she's back in palliative care. She's been in and out of palliative care quite a few times in the last few months, and she's in again. And every time she goes in, I wonder if this will be the last time. So things are changing, seasons are changing. Life and love is all that matters. And it's so easy to get bogged down in the what-ifs, and it's so easy to be fearful, because of course we all want security. But if we can trust that the ultimate security comes from our universe, our universe has, we have come through our mother's womb to be here for a reason. We are valued and we are valuable. And I never want, because I was in a situation where, and I've been in the situation myself, where I was encouraging a friend who felt suicidal. And she hung around for her babies. And I just want everyone to remember how valuable they are. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes, because as I said to her, you know, I struggle myself staying on this planet, because sometimes, you know, I see the stuff that's going on and I get so disheartened and I get so scared. But what is real are the people and the souls, because it's not just the people, some of these beautiful spirits that come through every living thing who are there to help us. We are so blessed. And we get to decide if we want to be a blessing. And I'd like to be that. I'd like to be that for myself and for those around me, for my family, for my babies, for my husband, for my friends. I'd like to be that in whatever way that comes forth. Sometimes we forget that we can do small things with a huge amount of love. And it's the love that actually counts in the end. So as I finish off today, I wish you all a beautiful Friday, and that you find peace in whatever is going on with you at the moment. Peace be with you, and may your days be filled with love. Thank you.